This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. You've heard of community gardens, farmers markets. You've heard of pick-your-own farms. Now just add trees. They're called food forests that have sprouted up in dozens of cities. Atlanta has a new 7-acre one, as WABE's Stephanie Stokes reports.
The food forest is a lot like it sounds. Many trees, but also a garden out front.
We have okra. We got eggplant.
The garden is the domain of volunteer Douglas Hardiman. He guides me through rows of raised plant beds filled with vegetables and fruit.
Strawberries, we eat them all the time. We come out here and feed ourselves every morning.
That's the point of the food forest. People can pick up fresh produce for free. That's hard to find in this South Atlanta neighborhood. The nearest grocery store is 2 miles away. Food forest ranger Mike McCord takes me into the woods.
So right now we're walking through the 5 acres of the site that are forested.
He's with Trees Atlanta, a nonprofit partner with the city. He points out edible plants that are less recognizable.
And right in front of us here is a very mature mulberry.
Full of fruit that looks like blackberries. McCord says mulberry trees grow all over Atlanta.
There's food growing in our green spaces. We just don't know what it looks like.
So the food forest also can educate people about what's edible. Any new way to access affordable produce helps, says Mario Cambardella, the city's urban farming director. In this neighborhood, a third of residents live below the poverty line. And he says the city isn't only trying to fill the need for grocery stores.
Grocery stores are a very important step, but there has to be other strategies to support healthy communities.
Hardiman, the volunteer, is 63 and lives down the street. So he eats fresh produce from here and enjoys sharing it with his neighbors, especially the golden raspberry.
I can just see that light come to their eyes, and it's just like, I bet you just can't eat one. They are so delicious.
For now, while the forest is developing, the staff asks visitors to let volunteers harvest produce for them and to limit what they take to 1 pound per person. In 5 or so years, when more of the plants mature, the city estimates the site could produce tons of food. In Atlanta, I'm Stephanie Stokes for Marketplace.